So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. So let's get back to what are you waiting for? I mean, honestly, what are you waiting for? Just the other day, we did an exercise where you wrote up the reasons why you're not achieving what you want. And you have found out that the reasons why you're not moving ahead, why you are waiting to take action, are ridiculous. There are all these reasons of, I will sure fail, I will this, I will that. I can't do this. I'm not good at this. Others are better than me. None of the reasons you found for actually starting and going ahead were factual reasons, were reasons of, well, I'm in prison for the next 10 years, so it's really hard to get a job. Or, sorry, I only have one leg, so the career as a marathon runner is going to be really hard. It was all mental things. It was all arbitrary mental concepts that kept you from going ahead. I know that these concepts feel like reality. They feel like they are real. They feel like they are the problem. They feel like this is the reason. They are a reason. So they are not real. They are thoughts. Sorry, this is an intentional break because I'm thinking about what to say next. And while this seems preposterous to the mind is shouting back at you and saying, no, 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 no. This is not just a thought. This is reality. In the past, I have failed. In the past, I have not been smart enough to do something. In the past, I have failed at a case interview. In the past, there is all this evidence. It is real. And it's true that in the past, certain things happened. But right now, in the moment, these things are not happening. In the moment, they're just a thought. Nothing else. It's not happening right now. Right? You can agree with this. On this. It's not happening right now. The things that are holding you back, they're not happening, right? In my case, for example, I always have this imagination of me having to bring a deliverable, and I have completely forgotten a part of it. There's this, why didn't you do that? I mean, it's so obvious. How could you forget that? And I'm a bit of a forgetful person. My mind is so full of thoughts all day long. I'm forgetful. My wife can attest to that. She's like, have you done this and that? And I'm like, oh shit. Nah, no, it somehow it slipped my mind. She's like, why? It was such a small thing. Why didn't you do it? I don't know. So I always have this image of I have to bring a deliverable. And I completely forget the part. And then I look like an idiot. And this has happened in the past. Now, this is so present to me all the time that it keeps me from actually doing certain things that I should be doing. But it is the thought that keeps me from actually going ahead. As we grow older, we have more and more experiences of our own shortcomings. It's inevitable. Humans err. And then we collect them, and that makes our range of actions more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. the longer we live, and we feel like, okay, there's only one certain way I can live my life. It's not true. It's the thoughts that narrow this path. So you don't have to think these thoughts. They're not you. They're not reality. They're not determining your life. You can just let go of them. You can enter the case interview. You can approach the job hunt. You can approach the consulting firms. You can even approach them if you failed three times, if you've been rejected three times in a row. Maybe the fourth time it's going to work. You can do this. You can go ahead. Yeah, start taking action. You don't have to think these thoughts. They're not reality. I don't have to think these thoughts about myself. I don't have to have all these concepts about myself. Because the funny part is, on a very good day, when I feel exuberant and I feel positive and I feel strong, I'm still the same old Moritz. But I can do amazing things. There's a lot of people who can attest to that. And there's, I've a lot of people around me who say, man, you, when you're in a good mood, man, you are just like amazing. So what's the difference? The difference is that on the good day, I forget all these bullshit thoughts. And I have different thoughts, and then I'm amazing. So you don't have to think these thoughts. I don't have to think these thoughts. They are not me. I can just let go of them. It's scary to let go of them. Your mind doesn't want to let go of them. It feels like, wait, but I can't stop thinking that. This is because it's all protection mechanisms. This is protecting me from looking stupid. This is protecting me from being exposed to criticism. This is protecting me here. Don't let go of these protections. Don't let go. Don't let go of the protections. Yes, you can let go of the protections. They're not real. They're not helpful anymore. You're a smart person. So go back to the notes you took on why, what keeps you from going ahead. Look at them. See if they're really just thoughts. And let go of them. You're great and you're amazing and you can do these things it's all good. Just let go of the thoughts. The thoughts create your reality. Let go of them. Accept different opinions about yourself. Accept my opinion about yourself, that you're great and you're amazing and the world is waiting for you. Now go ahead. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, get a job at McKinsey, BCG, Bain to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host two free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.